You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode 367.
367.
Yeah, pretty cool. Thank you for joining us. As always, we appreciate it very, very much. We know you have a lot of options. Millions, actually.
Yes.
Probably. Technically.
About, I mean, there's technically millions of things that you could be listening to or watching, but luckily,
there you go.
They're watching this.
Yep.
Now, if you do love to fly, I just want to tell you right now, real quick, we've got a sale going on. 25% off to become a member of Drone U.
Why would anybody want to be a member of Drone U?
Well, because,
that's what I want to know.
Well, I think it's because they want to learn how to fly like a boss, Rob. They want to learn how to do it really well. They want to learn little nuances and efficiencies and workflows, but also they've got to fly like a boss. Because if they can't fly like a boss, guess what? They're not going to continue to get jobs and their business is going to fall off.
Absolutely.
I will say this, Traxta said in 2016, early 2017, we're going to see this massive increase of drone businesses and then a massive fall off because
right.
a lot of people won't actually be able to run their businesses properly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say for the people who want long-term success, that's the type of people that would love Drone U.
Yeah, because what we're noticing, well, obviously everybody is noticing this, 107 just came out.
Yes, it did.
So that happened. The floodgates are officially open.
Open.
There have been a lot of people waiting. There have been a lot of people preparing, and now they're going to go get their 107 as soon as they're able to. We know people are already setting up their testing. Some CAT centers are allowing that. Some aren't. Those that are, they're already scheduling. But that's the easy part, is to get your certification.
Waiting, wishing.
Right?
Yes.
But to use Paul's term, I don't know if I'm cool enough to say this, but fly like a boss. You better
like a boss.
Like a boss. Yeah, okay, I'm definitely not going to do it that way.
Like a boss.
No, but in Drone U, we're going to help you learn how to fly like a boss. We're going to teach you how to start and run your business. You like to talk about the workflows. That's really, really important.
Yeah,
strategies, marketing.
You know, workflows are something like, you know, a lot of people have asked me, why don't you just teach a class straight up on workflows? The new courses are my workflows. Like literally in the new real estate videography course that you'll see my workflow. And it's an evolution of workflow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've had a lot of realtors who have just said to me, oh yeah, I know about music. I know about video. I know about YouTube. I know about all that. I just need a video for real estate. And then you start working with them and they have no idea what they're talking about. And they don't know about copyright-free music or the usage of certain types of music. And what kind of information they want in their titles, what's
right.
their, you know, call to action website. So when I've dealt with those situations, I've had to evolve and make my process better to eliminate those mistakes and eliminate those hazards. A lot like the, you know, the, what is it called? The deliberate practice model.
Right.
So in these classes, you know, you're going to learn from me or someone else like me who's gone through this for years. This is nothing new to us.
Right.
So you're going to really learn the experience information, which is going to give you the competitive advantage. But also, you get the community. It's beyond just the school. It's the community. And it's one incredible, amazing community. So
it absolutely is.
It's a place where you can get questions answered, just, you know, run your thoughts by people, even questions. We get questions on pricing all the time. And even the way some people ask the question about pricing, you know, it's like, well, you're thinking about it all wrong. You
right.
know, you got to think about it like this. So a lot of information there. And right now it's 25% off. How do they get that information, Rob? Where do they go?
I think the best place to go is to our Facebook page.
Oh, I was going to say droneusales.com.
Okay. Droneusales.com is another option.
So that's D-R-O-N-E, the letter U, sales.com. So I'm going to droneusales.com.
Absolutely. So it's 25% off an annual membership relative to what one would normally pay if they paid monthly. It's a great deal. I don't know, a couple hundred bucks savings, somewhere in that range.
If you've thought about turning your passion into profit, there is really no better time. Right now you can work on your business. So when August comes around, you're working in your business. Really, guys, we're running the sale for a purpose. We're allowing a lot of people to come in right now, get a deal, because the community is going to grow either way. We just want to make sure we have the right community. So
absolutely.
If you think,
check it out.
If you think you're willing to learn and you want to be the best, you know where to go. It's the Drone U. So droneusales.com. Anyway, let's get into today's question, Rob.
Let's do it. It's a good one, and one that's definitely going to be on your docket, not mine.
Shocker.
Ouch.
Hi, guys. My name is Ted, and this question is coming to you from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I stumbled upon your webinars on YouTube and have recently become a member because the knowledge that you all provide is so valuable, particularly considering since I started my own UAV business here called AirSight Unmanned. My question for you is this. I recently purchased a DJI Inspire 1 Pro with the X5 camera and gimbal, and I'm kind of wishing that I had gotten the raw version of it and spent the extra $1,500. Do you feel like it's worth that extra money, or are there other alternatives when it comes time to perhaps do high-level cinematography work for, let's say, a production house? Thanks, and keep up the great work.
Great question there, Ted.
Yes, indeed.
It'd be funny if he actually used the Ted voice from the Ted movie.
I have not seen the Ted movie.
To ask this question.
That's just another movie I've not seen, Paul.
How have you not seen Ted?
It's a teddy bear.
It's a teddy bear with more balls than 75% of the world.
Well, that makes me want to watch it. I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't know how.
Have you seen it, Sam?
He said yes.
Good job. Good job. The intern has seen Ted.
Would you find
one and
funny?
Two?
Yes to one and two, or yes, it's funny?
Yes, it's funny.
Yes, to one and two?
Yes.
Right on.
Clarified the last yes there.
All of the above.
Sweet. Attaboy. Good job.
All right, let's get into this question. Inspire 1 Pro RAW version, excuse me. Do you think the RAW version is a better option for high-level videography? What options do you suggest?
I don't even know what he means, but I bet you do.
Well, the Inspire 1 RAW, essentially the biggest difference between Inspire 1 RAW and the Inspire 1 X5, or X5, so X5 RAW, X5,
right.
God, I cannot think today, X5R versus X5.
Cool.
So X5R is the RAW version. Is it a better camera than the X5 as far as quality goes? Yes. How can you tell the difference? It's going to be in the details.
Mm-hmm.
You're really going to get a lot more clarity in the details. So like all of your image will be very crisp and very clear.
Which is good. You can do more with that, right?
You have a lot more dynamic range too. So you can see a lot more color.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, if you take a picture with your drone, right? And it's a nice cloudy day. You're getting good light. It's the morning, you know, everything's working out great. You take one picture with like a Phantom 4 versus if you were to take 5 bracketed shots,
mm-hmm.
and you get a lot more contrast in the clouds, you're going to get a lot more of that type of detail in this camera. The limitations, though, are the frame rate. You're still only shooting 4K 30.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're looking into getting a high-level camera that you want to fly, I would say anything above the Inspire, meaning camera-wise, you're just going to want to move up into like an M600 rig with a Ronin MX, or you can get the Alta, another great drone.
Right.
And the thing about, you know, those drones is that they can carry cameras that have higher frame rates. They have more flexibility.
But what kind of person is going to need a drone like that? Because you don't even use a drone like that.
No, I don't. The type of person who's going to need a drone like that is someone who is working blockbuster films. I don't mean like just feature films. I mean blockbuster movies.
Right. So not even somebody who's doing inspections or...
No.
None of that kind of stuff.
The only people who are using that size of sensor are people who are doing... oil and gas inspections.
Okay.
So, because remember the Silent Falcon, that's a 42 megapixel Exmor sensor, big full frame sensor. But they actually have taken the sensor off of the camera and put it on a gimbal. It's pretty cool.
And that's a completely different animal as well, because those guys are going to be using fixed wing a lot of times. And so that's not even going to apply to what we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. I would say this. In the last 8 phone calls talking about movies and cameras, you know, trying to set things up, whether it was just bidding or people getting quotes, they're asking constantly for what type of camera is going to match the color of X type of camera. One of the negatives that I've heard about the Inspire X5 RAW is that it is it takes a lot of work to color grade the footage.
Hmm.
And more work to color grade the footage means more cost on the editor, which means more cost on the production, which means they tend to stray away from it. That's at least directors who have used the Inspire X5R before. But here's my going back to the Nine times out of ten, when I go to one of these quotes or biddings or anything, the X5 is perfect. Like, yeah, literally, you have an Inspire 1, even X3 or X5, it's good enough quality because of this. Once you do get the job, you're going to meet the director of photography, the cinematographer.
Right.
And he's going to harp on you, especially with this high level of footage. The camera almost becomes null and void if you can't even acquire the shot they're looking for.
Yeah, so there's acquiring the shot, which that comes back to learning to fly like a boss.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it means very, very complex control. This isn't just like I'm going to fly over the water in a straight line and slowly move the camera up. No, this is going to be very, very complex flying.
Right.
So
very few can even do that without lots of work, which of course, with the work, you can get there, at least in theory. But what about the factor of what the end user is even watching the footage on? How much do you think about that or do you think people think about that? So if I've got a TV and I can't even get the quality that you're sending through to me, what's the point?
Well, see, and you know, that's a great point too, because on television shows, this is where the Inspire 1 is fine.
Right.
Television shows, every single phone call I've ever gotten for a television show, even the Inspire X3 is perfect quality.
Exactly.
For that exact reason.
Right.
That's why I say you're really going to have to hit the blockbuster type movies. But again, that's only on the premise and assumption that you can acquire these shots. This isn't, to explain just the high level quality of shots, imagine a boat going in a straight line along the shoreline. They're going to want you... this is just an example of complexity. Mm-hmm. To shoot a hot girl walking down or running down the beach and then fly a perfect straight line with a slow tilting and panning reveal over to a boat to transition a scene from one thing to another. I mean, all in one smooth shot. The perfect example of this type of footage is in that movie. I think it was 13 hours. 13 hours. It was the Benghazi movie, and they actually Michael Bay and Colin Gwynn filmed this. So Colin Gwynn with the solo, this was used in this movie, and you can see where they
the GoPro.
Yeah, and you can see in the movie which shots are solo shots. It's totally. You could literally be like, oh, that's for sure a GoPro shot. Like
if you know.
Let me put it to you this way. There are certain places you put a $50,000 camera, and there are certain places you put a $500 camera.
Gotcha.
So, there are literally places where if you put a drone in this spot, it would have crashed if it was anything else. And chances are that drone did crash, and they just cut the scene right where the drone did crash. I mean,
I'm talking about a
GoPro next to, like, inside of a bomb while it goes off type stuff. Like, a very cool type of immersive footage. But going back to the argument, TV, Inspire 1, X3, X5 is fine.
Right.
You're going to want an X5 for more flexibility, the uses of lenses and whatnot. Then the other thing to consider is that if you are moving up into these bigger cameras, and guys, this is something you really need to think hard about, because a lot of people in the movie industry are about to lose their jobs. And I say that, no, I mean like the drone pilots, because there are guys who fly big cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They can get that 4K 120, but they're not getting the same quality of movements.
Right.
So now with the floodgates opening, like you're saying with 107, you're going to have a lot of guys who have really honed their skills.
Absolutely.
And the movement is going to be better. And the proof is in the pudding. You look at the demo reel versus demo reel. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't want to be the guys that we have now that have 2 months left to work, which means they're flying big cameras on a big drone, not getting the complexity of shots, but simply are there because they have equipment.
Interesting. Okay.
That doesn't mean they're going to continue to be there, though.
Which is true no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing.
Yep.
Very few people. There's always somebody in the wings waiting to take your spot. So you always got to be getting better. Especially in this industry. Especially as quickly as things are moving. So who would you recommend to even look at getting the RAW? Just the person that you're talking about?
I would say, the movie guy.
That's about it?
Super high-end guy.
Okay.
Well, even then, too, I mean, if it's me, for example, it's going to come down to what is the deliverable for the client. Because if they're asking for 4K 30, mm-hmm. I'm going to use the X5 and it'll be fine. If they're looking for 4K 120, that's when the X5R is not going to cut the mustard anyway, and you've got to go into a red, you've got to go into something else.
Sure.
That's when you're looking at moving up into a hexacopter, an octocopter. So, okay.
Cool.
Again, you got to, the assumption if you're shooting that high level of stuff is that you can, because the worst mistake that you can make is buying all this equipment, using it for one job, paying it off, not making any margin or profit, or a very small profit or margin, and you know,
you're stuck.
You're
gonna sell it for 60% of what you paid for it.
I've seen that happen so many times, Rob. So, yeah. And that's why I mentioned everything I said. So,
very cool. Well, hopefully that answers Ted's question. If not, you can always follow up. We love follow-up questions, so feel free. And if you have a question, ask droneu.com. Check us out there, and we will get to you just as quickly as we possibly can.
Yes, we can. And thank you for this question. This is,
yeah.
You know, there are so many caveats to the question, and I'm sorry if I wasn't so succinct in stating it, but this
yeah,
is
some
a very
of these questions,
real question.
Yeah, but they lend themselves more to a conversation,
yeah,
a discussion.
Absolutely.
As to what one was thinking when they asked the question and then kind of going back and forth. But nonetheless, I think it's helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is very helpful. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you to everyone, all the members, everyone who asked questions. We really appreciate it. If you have a question, again, don't forget, ask Drone U. We're giving away a few new SD card holders. Sam has one, our intern, and maybe he'll throw it to me really quick so I can show it to you. We're giving these away. They're about, 45, 55 bucks. You can't find them online, and they're for your micro SD card holders, and they're waterproof. They're bang proof, so Sam's not going to be upset at me right now.
So remind people, for those that don't remember or weren't listening, what one has to do to be in the drawing to receive one of these fabulous cases.
They have to send in
cases.
A video question.
Yeah.
With an accent.
No, you said costume. There was
a costume
element to this.
I forgot about the costume. Thanks for reminding me. I appreciate that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So costume and accent. You know what would be a really good one? Yar. The pirate.
That would be a really good one. I know there are a couple of you out there that would be more than capable of
pulling that off. We have a member
that off.
Who plays a pirate on a pirate ship in Virginia Beach.
No way.
Yes.
That's not even fair. But you're still qualified. I mean, eligible is what I should say.
Anyway,
but by the way, it has to be a real question.
Yeah.
Like,
can't
that
be
we
a
can
BS
actually
question.
Put on the podcast.
Yeah. That we can actually, people can learn something from. It's
yeah.
valuable. Yeah.
That's right.
Definitely. Well, anyway, guys, thank you so much. Thank you to our new producer here, Sam, our intern also at Here Drone U. And really, special thanks to the new editor. Special thanks to Rob and Tim on the background. Everyone who really is a part of this podcast, because there are a lot of people. Oh, I forgot to say Mahesh.
Mahesh, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway,
quite
guys,
true.
Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And if you found this podcast helpful, please give it a share or leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts. Thanks again, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.